Welcome to Positively Autistic, Autism, God's Bright Kids. Here on this radio show, you will find encouragement in the midst of the challenge of autism. We will share stories of how God works in the midst of those affected by autism, as well as how He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. And here is your host, Dana Susan Beasley.
I am your host, Dana Susan Beasley, and welcome to Autism God's Bright Kids. It's Monday, February 6th, and I recorded this show in Colorado Springs, Colorado, where, again, we have beautiful, beautiful weather. So, before I get started on today's show, I just want to ask you all to please pray for my mother. She's having surgery today on a lump they found some breast cancer on her. Thankfully, it was caught early, so the prognosis is good, but I know that I would and she would appreciate your prayers. And even if this is archived, please continue praying. So she's 80 and this is a very difficult time for her. So anyway, I appreciate your prayers. I'm thinking about her today. She is the one who inspires me to keep going because, well, who knew that I would be doing radio shows or podcasts? Excuse me, I had to take a drink, but she has greatly encouraged me to keep going. So thinking about her today. And then also just wanted to bring you up to speed on what's happening. Nathan and his wife left last Tuesday. It was really tough for them to get back home, but they are continuing on. They're getting prepared to move back up here, cleaning their apartment, getting ready for Nathan to do his podcasting, which makes me work because I need to get that figured out. But thinking about them today too, because their little bird died over the weekend, so their little bird Athena, that was kind of difficult for them. And it was kind of interesting. It was funny. When they came and visited, they brought their bird, Athena, parakeet. And the cat, our cat, loved the bird. She would sit up on the top of the chair and stare down at it. And it was just like they were having a conversation or something. Never heard it. Did nothing to it. It was hilarious. So that poor bird, Athena's gone. And it did bring up the necessity of Jaden having some type of pet therapy. So hopefully they'll be looking into that. So anyway, we'll see them again in July, and maybe we'll have them on the show again then. So let's see, what else is happening? Well, a lot happened over the weekend. We went to two events, and that's what I'm primarily going to be sharing about, is the events that I went to, and all the good information that I got, and all the great people that I met, and so I'm going to be talking about that. And also, today we are getting a sleep device from advancedbrain.com, and so we'll be starting that. I'll be talking a little more about that here after the break that's coming up in a few seconds. And a whole lot going on, trying to keep my head above water, dealing with insomnia myself. So I'm going to be right back, and we'll talk more. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. God's Bright Kids. And before I continue, I just want to give a shout out to Positively Autistic for this great honor of having this platform on Blog Talk Radio and being able to do this show. It's a lot of fun. So as I was saying before the break, there was a lot of things going on. In fact, there was so much going on that Saturday night I could not sleep at all, and I had to cancel singing at church and stay home because I was so tired. But there was a lot of great momentum started last week, and just to tell you about it, first of all, on Thursday night, I went to a dinner hosted by Mosaic, and it was a fabulous Louisiana crawfish dinner, although that freaked me out a little bit, the idea of eating crawfish. I wasn't so into that, but it was great. My husband did eat the crawfish. And anyway, it was a really fun dinner. Met a lot of great people. You'll be hearing from them, I'm sure, soon. I will be having a couple of interviews with this group. But what Mosaic is, it actually helps intellectually disabled people. And they've moved away from group homes to host homes. And at this dinner, I heard some of the constituents talk about how Mosaic had influenced them. And one gal, she was 58, and because of Mosaic, she was taught how to read, finally. She had never known how to read, and she read her story from what she had written. It was incredible. But I love what Mosaic stands for. They believe that there is a life of possibilities for people with intellectual disabilities, and they do help those with autism too. I'm going to find out more about that when I talk with some of the people from there. I spoke with the executive director, Cheryl, there for a while after dinner, and so there's exciting possibilities. They even mentioned the idea of having some volunteers help me with the book that I'm wanting to publish. She really liked the idea of The Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. And in the future, I want to do one on possibly intellectual disabilities. That sounds like a really great avenue also. So go to mosaicinfo.org and you will find out about them. But what they do is, like I said, they offer host homes, so a semi-independent living services also, day services. They offer vocational training, supported employment, day habilitation and community participation. This program is for people who cannot or have chosen not to pursue work. For these individuals, we provide enriching activities and community outings to help develop social, motor, cognitive, and behavioral skills. They offer children's extensive services. They support families by providing respite care and community connector services for children. And that might include spending time at city parks, public libraries, local businesses, stores, restaurants, public recreation centers, pools, and many others. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with them. And I will let you know more about that when that happens. But again, go to mosaicinfo.org, and if you do that, you can actually, if you're in the Colorado Springs area, just type in mosaicincoloradosprings.org and you will find this local chapter, because this faith-based service ministry is located throughout the nation. So you'll definitely want to check into that and see how that they can be a great resource. So that was Thursday night. I met other people that are interested in being on the show. In fact, even before I went there, also, I got a message from a grandmother who wanted help with her 5- and 6-year-old. So I have a lot to think about, thinking about how I can talk about anger issues and biting, and so I need to find somebody who can address that issue. So I'm excited that there's momentum in what I'm doing and sharing a lot more about it. In fact, so Friday night, we went to an event, a local business networking event that was a fundraiser for an organization called HelpAutism.org. And this, again, is a local Colorado Springs organization. And I had actually met this gentleman before, years ago, when I went to another vendor show that was a fundraiser for autism. And a little side note, a little branding expert note, because I am mainly a branding expert. He recognized me because he recognized my card. It was memorable. So he knew who I was, and hopefully we'll be getting together with him to have an interview. But what he does is he helps families with autism and special needs, and he helps them find resources for services and therapies. And he also raises funds to help pay for the services and therapies not covered by insurance or waivers. And their website is helpautism.org. They have a webpage on resources, and there are several of them listed. So you will want to go there and find that. It looks like a lot of what they do is help families with assisted living, private institutions, coordinating services and therapies. This was started by a grandfather whose grandson had autism severely and is going to need care beyond 21. And the problem is that after 21, a lot of these services just quit. And so he is stepping in the gap and helping with that, inspired by his grandson. So, very interesting organization, and they had some, well, before I get to that, his sister had made a autism bear. It's huge. It's made out of those puzzle pieces that you see, the puzzle kind of logo that kind of stands for autism. So there's a bear that's really cute, and she had also made some jewelry, and it benefits the autism, helpautism.org organization. Sorry, not thinking very clearly. So yeah, I don't see that on their website, but you could email ckgriffin57@q.com. That's ckgriffin57@q.com to find out more about that. It's called Membearables. I wish he had a website, but I don't see one. So, and the other thing that's coming up, and I just want to give a heads up, is that there is an Autism One 2017 Colorado Conference coming up May 24th and May 28th. It's at the Hotel Elegante here in Colorado Springs. And, let's see. It features Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Suzanne Humphreys, MD. And you can meet top doctors, therapists, and experienced parents. Learn how to improve children's health and skills. Relax at fun special events for parents and families. It is $59. That's a limited time offer for the general session lectures. It's five life-changing days from the world's most comprehensive annual autism conference with its 15th year debuting in Colorado Springs. And there's childcare offered. You could get CME credits and CEU certificates are available. You can register at autismone.org. So, and that is also sponsored by Shandy Clinic here in Colorado Springs. I know that we used a occupational therapist at Shandy Clinic once when we did metronome therapy. So she was very helpful. So, and then another event here local to Colorado Springs is at Elitch Gardens up in Denver. That's a theme and water park. And it's Come Out and Play Help Autism. 2017 season passes available, $69.99. Discounted daily passes coming soon. Help Autism Day, a date to be determined. A portion of the proceeds will help autism purchase, print, and play. So those are some of the things coming up. And I also got a flyer about, and again, this is highly local focused, but I'm sure you have these kinds of opportunities in your area if you're not in Colorado Springs. But there's a place called Pikes Peak Respite Services, and they have a dynamic staff that are trained caregiving professionals ready to meet your respite care needs. All staff members receive extensive training on topics such as personal care, person first language, G-tube certification, medication administration, to name just a few. So that information is, there's no website that I could see, but they have a Facebook page. So it's Pikes Peak Respite Services, and their phone number is 719-659-6344. Again, their phone number is 719-659-6344. So that is what happened on Thursday and Friday, and I'll be definitely having at least three different interviews, separate interviews from these two meetings alone. So that's pretty exciting, and even more because one of the gals who hosted it, who is an ambassador to Mosaic, the Louisiana crawfish bowl I went to on Thursday night, she is associated with the same people that I interviewed about a month ago, a cognitive connection. They're in the same building, and they're kind of like a brain center. And so she wants me to come and interview her and try out something that's relaxing, some kind of mat that's supposed to be very relaxing. So as caregivers, it's very important to get that time. So that will also be arranged, and at that time, I'll also look into further getting Sam help with that group. Because one thing I'm learning and relearning is that as many modalities at once as possible is really the most helpful thing to do. So, speaking of modalities, we got today Sam's new sleep device, or we will get it today after my husband goes to the mailbox. And this is from advancedbrain.com. It's the same company that puts together the listening program. And what it is, it's like a headband with small earphones inside. And it comes with an iPod. And this iPod has some music that from what I understand, closely replicates a heartbeat, and it helps the person wearing it regulate their sleep. Now, the gal at a cognitive connection, Janice, she told me, and I think I mentioned this in my show about a month ago, that she tried it and it worked really well. So, really excited about this. It's going to mean getting on a regular schedule, which I fight like crazy because I am not a scheduled person. But after Sam uses it for 6 weeks to 2 months, then I hope that I can use it, and possibly even Travis use it, because sleep is a huge issue in our family. And I know that in many families, this is the case. It's something that I see over and over again in support groups is the question, how can I help my child get better sleep? So I'm really looking forward to this and see what happens with this sleep device. And we need to listen to more of the deep in defense mode. I mentioned that last week and the week before, but it seems to be a lot better. Last night, Sam and I watched Apollo 13. No, we did not watch the Super Bowl. We're not football people. And that's okay, but we had a great time watching Apollo 13. It was a wonderful bonding time, and that's something that I'm going to try to incorporate more and more, is just having that time together. When a few weeks ago, my husband and I went to a marriage conference, and we learned about something important that couples need to do called FaceTime, and that is communicating together one-on-one at least 30 minutes a day, or 30 minutes, 3 days a week. And I think that the same principle applies to children and showing them your love and trust and unconditional support by doing that. Now with a child with Asperger's, that's not going to be like 30 minutes of intense conversation. That's more like doing things with them that you both enjoy. And so I'm going to be doing more of that, and also having Travis do that. One of the things that Sam really likes to do is driving around, so that's something that Travis enjoys doing. So I'm sure they'll do more of that since Sam has, you know, his permit, and next summer hopefully he can get his driver's license. Wow, I can't believe he's 16. Anyway, so I'll be talking more about that. And so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break, and I will be right back. Autism. We hear about it more and more. To families and individuals, it can be devastatingly hard. What can we do to help? And if you are affected by autism, how can you find hope? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley, and I am the publisher of an upcoming book, Angels in the Midst, Rising Above Autism and Asperger's. I understand about autism, as my son and husband have Asperger's. It is challenging. But I also know that God can work in the midst of these challenges. God can use ordinary people to bring hope to those facing this challenge. But I need your help. I need your stories, your artwork, poetry, and videos, especially from autistic children. I need sponsors, and I am looking for worthy organizations to donate a portion of the proceeds to. Come along with me on this journey. Join me and get involved at riseaboveautistic.com. Again, riseaboveautistic.com. There is hope, there is life, and there is love, even and especially in the midst of autism. Wanted to also mention just a little victory for me. Because I know, believe it or not, maybe you've listened to me for a while now, I don't know, but believe it or not, I'm really shy at heart, and there's a lot of negative self-talk that goes on when, especially when I'm in a group setting and thinking, oh, I don't matter, or nobody wants to hear what I have to say. And so being in a crowd for me is difficult, but I just want to share my victory that I stood up in front of this group. It was about 100 people, and I promoted this radio show. So if anyone's listening today from there, welcome, and please spread the word. So before I end the show, I just want to end with a little bit of housekeeping, as I usually do. Just want to, first of all, thank my sponsors, and they have been great encouragement to me. First of all, Kelly Thomason with Plexus, and then Clorinda Ollenslager with Young Living Essential Oils, and Annie Esselstyn with the Ashies Gift Series. And you can find all those sponsors and their website links to riseaboveautistic.com. Just look under the column that says sponsors, and you can click on the graphics and go straight to their websites. So please support them. And I want to mention the most important thing about this book project, and that is I'm looking for someone who can come alongside and help me. I am one person, and I have a lot on my plate. I am a very creative person also. I'm a creative entrepreneur, so I'm always thinking of different things to do. I have a lot of vision, and I think in the big picture, but getting all the little details sometimes is very hard, so I need to build a team, and one of the team members I am desperately in need of, is someone who can take these books, the Angels in the Midst books, because there's going to be more than one, and sell ad sponsors that get a commission from that. This is a job. This is could be your own business, and also do project management, public relations, just kind of take it over, and this can definitely be a rewarding job for, or business for someone. So please get in contact with me, and you can find my contact information there on the slideshow, or just like my page, my Facebook page, Autism God's Bright Kids, and you can always send me a message through there. That's probably one of the easiest things to do. So please do that. If you know of anybody who would be interested, please let me know. So that's what's going on there. And I also wanted to mention that I have some autism, I'm not even going to call them autism awareness products anymore. I'm going to call them autism acceptance products, because I think a lot of people understand now that autism is out there, but I am not sure there's much acceptance of autism, and there's a lot of misconceptions, and that's going to be a show that I'll do in the future, is misconceptions of autism. But you can find those products at angelartsboutique.com, and when I went to this event on Friday night, I was very pleased to donate some of the items that I had made or produced, and that was a coffee mug and a keychain and a bumper sticker, and I have a lot more products on there than that, and it features artwork that my son did when he was 8 that it just brightened my day. It's a painting of a tree with flowers on it, and a flower, and sunshine, and a bright blue sky. I just love that picture. It's one of my favorite pieces that he ever did. So, check that out, angelartsboutique.com. And so, that's all for you that I have for you today. So, I hope that you have a great week. And thank you for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in next Monday, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we will reach new heights in our lives and beyond, because there is hope, there is life, there is love, even in the midst of autism. Blessings to you. This is Dana Susan Beasley, signing off.